Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovich Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Hello, how are you? It's David here, the Englishman in the Balkans. It's been a little while, hasn't it? And I know some of you have been wondering what's going on, and I thought it was about time I sat down and had a bit of a chat with you. So if you want to get a coffee, a tea, or if you're listening in the Balkans, maybe a rakia or a loza, and let's dive in. First off, I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who stuck around and listened to the previous episodes and even reached out during this little hiatus. It means the world to know this podcast has resonated with so many of you over the years. And yeah, I checked the analytics, so I can see that people are still listening. Now, I know it's been quiet here on the podcast front since May, and that was intentional. I didn't just want to disappear without a word, but I felt I needed to hit pause for a moment. You see, for the longest time, over all these years, this podcast has been about one thing, bringing you stories from the fascinating people of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love doing it. Conversations, the perspectives, telling you about the culture. It's all a big part of why I started this whole thing in the first place. But here's the rub. After a while, I realized that I wanted to do something a bit different, or maybe just add another layer to what I'm already doing. I've always been interested in experimenting with new formats, new ways of storytelling, and I felt like now was the right time to explore that. So that's why I took the break to reset, to recharge, and to think about where this podcast is going next. And what I've come up with is something I'm really excited to share with you. So going forward, I'm still going to be bringing you those amazing conversations with the people I find who make this region so unique. So what does that mean? Well, think of it as me taking you along on a journey. I'll be sharing stories, not just interviews, but deeper dives into places, experiences, and themes that really, really interest me and matter to me, and I hope matter to you as well. So it could be a narrative tour of a city, an exploration of local culture through food, or even just a reflected piece on life here in the Balkans. I want to give you more variety, more texture, and more stories that really bring this part of the world to life, but in a different way. Maybe it's me walking you through Banja Luka, talking about its history and the hidden gems that's here, or maybe talking about a recent trip that I took, like to Rab, where I stopped off on the way at Ostrozets Castle.
And the walls are spectacularly preserved. There'll be a link where you can find out more about it, but basically this is a pre-Ottoman castle, then occupied by the Ottomans, and then the following Habsburgers from Austro-Hungary got involved. But yeah, it's worth coming to see if you want to do a tour of the Krajina region of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Tamara and I were just saying to each other while we were driving through it, and to be honest, totally transparent, it's the first time we've been here. It's amazing. There's a breeze as well. And the entrance is not too much. 4 marks. What's that? €2. And I just asked the young man, can I fly the drone? But of course. So I hope you enjoy or get a feeling from it, from the drone footage, which will be on YouTube. Right. I'm going to climb the city walls.
And I think it'll be a great way to mix things up a bit while still staying true to what the podcast has always been about. So that's the plan moving forward. More narratives, more stories, and of course, more interviews. And I hope you'll come along with me for this next chapter. And if you've got any thoughts, ideas, or just want to say hi, you know where to find me. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to share what's coming next. Catch you on the next episode.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.